And then for how long do we do that again, with what attitude? And the last shloka in that chain is shloka number 19. So we can chant shloka number 19. Tasmat asakta satatam karyam karma samacharah asaktau yacharan karma paramapnoti purushah tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samacharah asaktau yacharan karma paramapnoti purushah. They have this purushah with the long u, so it means the same, but for the meter they make it purushah so that it completes. So it says basically the meaning is we keep on doing our actions asakta with the detachment, with the sense of detachment. We keep on doing just as a mother when she is raising her child. She is completely devoted towards the child, towards the child's well-being, not knowing what the child is going to do when the child is 18 years of age. We all know what happens. But with not keeping that in mind, she is totally showering her love, total devotion, and taking care of the baby. That's how we do our actions, with lot of love and compassion and bhakti, which is difficult. Again, as a household, as for me, situation happens. Things happen, people come in life, you know, problems happen. But we have to stay so alert. And again, just keeping that track with the mind at the feet of the Lord, I'm telling you, it works. You do that, it works all the time. Things, they get aligned and the mind is very, very peaceful. You know, kids, they want to do their own thing. You know, at work, people do their own thing and the problem happens and, you know, situation happens. I mean, even as a owner of company or boss or whatever work we do, we assume some responsibilities, but then there are a few things that we don't assume, but they come with it. The problems come with the job, but we don't assume that, or we don't take that up when we start that thing. So unasked problems will come that we don't expect. But to get over that is this sense of detachment. Keep on doing our action and the karmas, and that will take us across this ocean of the world. And then they say, how do you know? I mean, how do you know who has done all this, right? Then in the next shloka, they gave the example of Janak Bhagavan, Raja King Janak. You know, in Ashtavakra Gita, we have heard about that, about the King Janak. Then there's another king called Ajatashatru. So there's another example. So these are the people who got the liberation while doing their action. So it's called Krama Mukti. So with the constant action, constant doing of action, with the sense of detachment towards the result, they attained Krama Mukti, or the liberation with the actions. Then there's another, we know that Videha Mukti, the Mukti that we get when we are dead. So that's another one. And then the Jivan Mukti is the Mukti, sense of liberation while we are alive, with total detachment, total freedom. So here they are talking about the Krama Mukti, by continuing engagement in our action and with the sense of detachment, with the total devotion at the feet of the Lord. So here I think we can end. As Anilji asked me to mention, we have our anniversary on the Saturday, coming Saturday. Swamiji is coming, Swami Ishwaranandaji, and then we'll have the yagna and the lunch following that. And then in July, we have our Mukha Swamiji coming. So 25th, 26th, 27th. So that he'll be talking about this topic, Storm to Perform. I think we have the books in the office also. So we can discuss some points. I tried my best, but it's difficult to match and then do justice. So, but yatha shakti as I said, and yatha mati, whatever I know. But this, nothing is original, it's all coming from our teachers. So, so whatever I can answer and if I know.
I'm always curious about the comment that if at the time of death you're chanting the name of the Lord, and I know sometimes Anil says, well, if you're constantly thinking about it, you know, it will happen, but maybe it's just not the right time. I mean, maybe on our karmic path at that moment, either you're going to remember or you're not going to remember because you have other work to do.
That's very true. That's very true. In fact, there was this question asked. We are working. We have a body, right? That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And then at the time of the death, who dies? What dies? There you go. Right? So if we say the body dies, the body is all these five elements, right? But this is the gross body. The actual jiva is the subtle body. It's called the ling sharira, which is the five sense organs. And then we have the mind, mana, chitta, intellect, and the ego. That doesn't die. Body is gone. But this linga sharira, the subtle body, that has accumulated all those things that we have done, it is already looking for another body. So whatever sanskaras this subtle body has, it's already on the lookout. As soon as this physical body drops, it goes and finds its another home. There is, and we think that we are doing, but all of these hands and my tongue and feet, they're just following the command of my subtle body. So whatever my subtle body has seen in this life, or experienced in this life, whatever thousands and crores of lives in the past, it has certain accumulation of tendencies, vasanas. So I'm not going to experience anything which I have not experienced past, in the past. Whatever I have seen and experienced is sitting here in this linga sharira, and this is what it's going to experience. And whatever I accumulate is going to take me to the next life. This is a fact. This has been said in the scriptures. So we think we are, this physical body dies. This is just the death of this thing. But the lingshir, the subtle body, does not die till the sense of identification is given up and this jiva becomes one with the Atma, called Brahma Atma Aikya. For that, we need the bhakti and the knowledge. That's why we're here. So that our mind is in the Lord, and at the time of the, or the death of this physical body, and the mind is in the Lord continuously, that takes us to Him. Bhagwan says, Ajam, come. And that's when our liberation happens.
So it's definitely more complex than just chanting the name of the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are just indicators that you do that. The idea is then you do more. You do more. Right, that's the whole thing. But this jiva is really, really complex entity. And it's not just like one life, but so many lives, and that we are all sitting here. And we have done some karmas in the previous life that we are all here together, traveling together. Let's see where we end.
And I'm not Indian. It's perfect, isn't it?
Again. In fact, you know, they talk about this.
Really?
That there was a king. I'm telling you all these stories, but that's how it is. It has been all mentioned. There was a king. So he was doing some austerity. So he traveled, and then when he traveled, he saw seven islands, and they're all named. And this one that we are in is called Jambudvipa. And Jambudvipa is, we think of it as like just India. No. Bharatvarsha, or in that thing, is everything. Is America, Europe, and Australia, India, Asia, all of this is one. All is Bharatvarsha. It's not like USA, America, Australia, it's not that. So it's, there's nothing like that, you know, you're here or there. No, that, and those, is this globe is just one thing. There are, the cosmos is huge. They talk about all those seven worlds above and seven worlds below. We're just one part. And all of this is sitting on the head of Bhagwan Sheshnag. He's supporting the entire cosmos on his head. And on this head, all this cosmos is just like a mustard seed. He doesn't even know that cosmos is there. All of these things, and we think we know everything. What we see is, this is it. And then there are aliens. Yes, there are, because there are other worlds. Because they traveled. And this is just one part. And all this cosmos is sitting on the head of Bhagwan Sheshnag. Like as big as a mustard seed. So we are just that. And on that we have such a big ego. Right? So it's amazing.
Perspective.
It's just amazing. Yeah. Because they, you know, they talk about all these things, you know, different avatars of the Lord, you know, they come, they put Vaman avatar 3 feet, you know, you occupy the whole, so in 1 foot, you know, he took the earth, and with the other two, he took the rest. So it's really amazing. So they have different, you know, the whole thing was different. Bhagwan's, the Lord's creation is different. We think that, oh, this is the only thing. So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I have a story for Diana. You know, you were saying that, saying the name of God in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a shopkeeper, and he had three boys. So he named them, you know, Ram, Shankar, Shiva.
Oh.
So when he was dying, you know, he said, "Is Shankar come?" He said, "Yeah, he's here." The Ram, and you know, he's asking for three boys.
Mm-hmm.
So they all showed up. And then this guy is saying, "Who is at the shop?" And he died. So at this, instead of thinking about Lord, he's thinking about the shop. So what you're saying earlier is you have to be doing this all the time, not at the last minute.
Right.
So your mind is.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you.